you knew coming into today that this is probably one of the youngest teams that Scott City's probably put on the field in a long, long time. And of course, limited practices outdoors. That was, you know, after a while, that's tough. But first game today, I thought it showed the youthfulness, not knowing a lot, you know, the experience. Second game, I thought they played a really good four innings, and then the fifth inning happened. How would you kind of describe today?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. In game one, we had too many unforced errors defensively, not protecting the plate, too many looking strikeouts. Combined in the two games, that was a consistent thing that I saw there. Taking strike three looking. We hit plenty of guys with two strikes on them. You can't put a guy on when you got him down. Game one, unforced errors and walks. I don't know the stat line. I don't think we had very many earned runs in game one. That was kind of story there. Game two, yeah, we played a really nice game. And we had opportunities to take the lead in the first three innings and just kind of some more, you know, unforced errors, some base running errors, limited those opportunities to score runs, and we kind of struggled hitting the ball for sure. But in game two, you know, we got quite a few base runners early. We moved them around, and then the wheels just kind of fell off there. We kind of ran out of arms late in game two. So
you knew it'd be a pitching, you know, knew it'd be tough. I thought, you know, really your first game pitchers, Harrison, I thought, didn't do too bad in that first game. Yes, he gave up some runs there, but a lot of unearned runs. But the pitch count just caught up to him in the four innings. But, you know, step in a freshman, never pitching on varsity before, of course, as a freshman. But first game, he has to be nervous on the mound. First time in varsity competition. You know, he didn't pitch too bad as well, Ronnie Weathers, there in those three innings that he came in relief.
Yeah, he looked good. Harrison looked really good, too. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with the amount of velocity that he carried into the later innings as his pitch count kind of grew there. He looked good. You know, the ball was in play, and we had several opportunities. They scored a lot of runs with two outs. We had a lot of opportunities to keep that game a lot closer than what it ended up being. And Weathers, he was good. He impressed me tonight, especially freshman. And Easton in game two looked good as well. Mm-hmm. And he had some really efficient innings in game two where I think he was throwing maybe 9 or 10 pitches an inning. And that's what we need. You know, we probably can't throw 6 or 7 guys in a doubleheader every night, so we need those 10 pitch innings.
And, you know, I thought your confidence was a little bit better at the plate as well in the second game. And, you know, Easton, I think you got a pretty good leadoff runner or leadoff batter with Easton there. He showed pretty much consistency those two games at bat.
Yeah, he hit a couple balls right to some kids. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of those. They'll start firing the holes. He's kind of picked up right where he left off at the end of last year at the plate. So that was good to see. And, you know, the jitters, the nerves, it's early. With our numbers that we got this year, we can't even really have a scrimmage. The weather didn't really allow for that anyway. Mm-hmm. And then to try and get a scrimmage in early in this week, kind of had to protect our arms when the weather did get nice, you know, so we were fresh for today. So, yeah, I mean, it's never good to drop two to start the season. But on the positive note of that, we had probably tonight in the – I would have liked to got the, or, you know, two more innings in game two here, get that extended out. Probably worth a week and a half of practice tonight is what we got out on the field. So,
well, and that's part of the reason why you probably scheduled this early game as well.
Yeah, always is. It's nice to have a game early. Mm-hmm. There's a couple advantages to that. For some reason, this week we always have nice weather.
Yeah.
You know, this year, last year, we had nice weather. This week we didn't have a game, and then we got to next week and it snowed.
Of course.
That was last year.
Well, don't say that S word. It could happen. It's not over.
Nope.
But
no.
You try to bounce back on Tuesday, another doubleheader here at home facing Spearville on Tuesday.
It'll be good to have them here in town. Quick turnaround. We got a couple practices, and our arms will be fresh, and we'll have another go at it.
All right, once again, Coach David Dirks joining me here as Beavers drop a couple of tough ones here today. But, Coach, thank you for the time once again here, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.